Hey, it's National Coming Out Day. So once again, it is my pleasure to announce I'm a lesbian. I didn't decide I was gay. I just found myself falling in love with my favorite people. I didn't have a gender test for whom that might be. For me, it's my lady, my woman, my wife. Some say it's a choice. Some say it's a lifestyle. Some say it's a persuasion. But however you've discovered your sexuality, welcome. Welcome to all the new lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered people who summoned their courage and self-esteem and walked out of the closet today. You're here, you're queer, say it loud, I'm gay and I'm proud. Come out wherever you are, that's what I say. But then, I hesitate to rush anybody out. In order for you to come out, you must feel like you're safe or willing to defend yourself emotionally and physically. Do you have a safe space? Is your workplace tolerant? Are your coworkers? What about your neighbors, your teachers, your classmates? I asked my daughter this morning if there were any gay kids at her high school. She said no, maybe, a couple of bisexuals, but no. And I said, if there were, would they be respected, included, protected? No, she said, they'd get hassled for sure. Maybe that's why she thinks there are no gays at school, because it's not safe to say so. Hassled, bullied, teased, taunted. What comes after that? You know. You've read the tragic headlines lately. I hear a lot about the gay agenda, but I'm more concerned with the anti-gay agenda. I don't want to say it's the straight agenda and offend all the heterosexual allies among us, so I'll say it's the homophobic agenda. It is the fear of homosexuality that runs this show. Fear of two men or two women who love each other and want to marry and raise a family. Is that so scary? Does that threaten your straight marriage because you're busy fantasizing about ours? Or maybe you have those feelings inside you but are told they are perverted, sick, and evil, and in turn you are evil, and so you go out and hurt somebody? So, dear sisters and brothers, I won't insist you come out this day, but I want to encourage you to be gay if you are. Find allies, friends, family, therapists that will support you, help you indulge in the loveliness of being attracted to someone like you. That beautiful boy, that outspoken girl. Someone to let you know your love, your desire is healthy. You are honest with yourself. That is an act of self-love to accept who you are. And there are so many in the world who will greet you with respect, appreciation, honor, and mutual attraction. Your homosexual feelings are natural. Bears do it, dragonflies, elephants, penguins, dolphins, easily one of the most intelligent creatures on earth. Homosexuality is fun. That's why they call it being gay. Hold on to your heart and identity. Your time is coming. There is a rising consciousness about tolerance, empathy, and compassion, and schools are beginning to teach that life lesson starting in kindergarten. Some see this as the gay agenda. Okay, I'm good with that. We are all unique, and we need to let the children know how precious they are, and that their love, in whatever form it comes in, is worthwhile and good. I tell you, love isn't easy no matter who you choose. There are so many stories of heartbreak and deception. It's hard enough to be in a relationship with another human being without people getting up in your business about your choice. Y'all just want to love and be loved. That seems to be the gay agenda. To let people love who they love, have sex with who they want to have sex with, as long as they're consenting adults, dress how they want to dress, speak how they want to speak, dance how they want to dance. There's a terrific movie called In and Out, starring Kevin Kline, released in 1997. It tells the story of a high school teacher named Howard Brackett, played by Kline, who was outed by a former student, Matt Dillon, before he even realizes he's gay. His pending marriage to Emily Montgomery, played with comedic genius by Joan Cusack, is the springboard for Howard to come to terms with his truth. Tom Selleck of Magnum PI plays the gay TV reporter sent to cover the story and embolden his subject. It's a great family movie, one that you might want to rent or download this week to share the story of love and acceptance. As a community, we need to do more to let our gay friends and family know they are safe to come out. In fact, tonight there is a rally in support of the queer community at 7 p.m. at Alex Thomas Plaza in Ukiah, to stand for equal rights and equal protection for the very vulnerable and deserving among us. If you're in the neighborhood, stop by and show them you care. I do. And if you need support, get in touch with me, Sherry Glazer, at 937-3240 or at my website at www.sherryglazer.net.